Welcome back. There's a rumor going around that tonight's guest made a big play against the Dolphins. Please say hello to Andrew Corliss. Andrew, I have to admit I'm kind of envious. In my whole football life, which has been an eternity, I never did anything like that, like won the game. And like did that kind of hit you sometime on the plane ride home or last night or today? Like, I won that game. My play did it.
Yeah, no. I think it probably was on the plane back, when I kind of was able to take it in. It's just a great feeling, to be out there helping my team. To help them win that way is definitely a great feeling.
A couple minutes prior, 2:04 to play, 60 yards to go, no timeouts. Andrew Corliss is thinking what?
Just got to make a play. I mean, the best thing I think about that whole last drive was, when you look around the huddle, it wasn't too much panic. A lot of those guys have been in the huddle and, we all knew, if we trust each other, just trust each other to do our jobs, we knew we could win the game.
Andrew, I wanted to ask you, now that was certainly a huge catch. You had another touchdown catch against the Lions, and it was a terribly difficult catch. Does doing something like that add to your resume, I suppose, of confidence that, hey, I can make the big play?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My eyes light up. When we get in the red zone, my eyes light up all the time, especially when, as a linebacker on me. I know a couple of commentators was talking to me, after the game just about, being in Aaron's ear and stuff like that. I said, it's definitely healthy communication. I was talking to him the whole game, just really trying to take advantage of those linebackers, and it took to the last second, but, it counted.
Andrew, you are called upon to do a variety of things. Receiving is one, blocking the other. And you do the blocking from a variety of locales, sometimes as a conventional tight end, sometimes in the slot, but also in the backfield. How is it getting adjusted to all those various, because every one of those things requires a different approach, technique, I suppose?
It really starts in the practice field, really just taking those reps. Like you said, I move around a lot, and it's something I love to do. For the most part, it's exciting, to do those things and try to be the best at it and get better at it. So it's definitely, it's fun. It's definitely fun.
Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
First up, we have Evan, and Evan has a question for Andrew. Shoot away, Evan.
I'm in sixth grade, and I want to be in seventh grade football. Do you have tips on what I should do for seventh grade football?
Okay. the first thing I would say, when I tell a lot of younger kids, the first thing, you got to believe in yourself. You're in sixth grade, and you want to play seventh grade football, so you got to first believe, that when you get to seventh grade, you can play that football. And then the second thing is just to work, work in practice, and put in a little extra time. If you feel there's something you could do better, just put in a little extra time and work on it.
All right, very good question. And then next up, we have Jeannie with a question for Andrew.
One word to describe how you felt when you caught that pass. One word.
One word. I can put
okay.
A lot of it.
That's two words.
I'd probably just say thankful. I'm thankful to be out there, and I was extremely thankful to, just to focus. It's one of those times we really had to focus, and make the play. So I'd definitely say thankful.
All right, very good. And next up, Paul, with a question for the coach.
Coach, that was an impressive win, especially the more so because of that heat. I live in South Florida, and I know what that heat is like. What impact did the heat have on the Packers?
It was definitely a challenge. There's no doubt about it. I thought our players did an excellent job throughout the hydration, throughout the week with the hydration. We really didn't have any major issues like we actually did. We had a couple issues in Detroit because the Dome Stadium is also a very dry environment that you have to watch your hydration. So I just got to give our players a lot of credit, and they took care of business, Monday through Saturday.
All right, great questions this week. Next up, Andrew and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.